平安，大家平安与你。
Amen. Nice day.
感谢主，非常好的天气。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 感谢赞
美主。Is anybody in the house?
大家都在这里吗？
We are Pentecostals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 赞美主，赞美主。
Hallelujah. 感谢赞美主。
Last week I talked about predictions and false prophets.
甚至我们讲的关于预测和关于那些假先知、假预言。
Remember the difference between predictions and prophecy.
记得我之前跟大家讲的关于预测和预言的不同。
Many times we mistaken in modern time prophecy for being predictions.
在当今的世代当中，我们很容易混淆误解，觉得预言就是预测。
Amen.Now let's have a look at Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3 to 4.
我们看看哥林多前书十四章三到四节讲。
Verse 3 says, "On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in tongues builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church."
这里说，但做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰和劝勉人；说方言的是造就自己；做先知讲道的是造就教会。
So prophecy is what? To build up, is to encourage, is to for consolation.
所以这种先知讲道呢，是为了造就、安慰和劝勉人。
Doesn't mention prediction.
这里并没有提到说关于预测。
Very important. Although prediction can be part of encouragement.
虽然说预测呢，可能是这个先知预言的一部分，但并不是全部。
Okay. So prophecy is not swamming, yeah? It's not palm reading. It is not predicting your future. It is not swamming.
所以呢，预言呢，并不是说你看手相啊，看面相呢、去那些占卜啊，然后去预测你的未来。
So when you see a medium predicting your life, that is not a prophecy. That is actually a prediction.
所以你去看那种灵媒哈，要找那种灵媒，然后给你预测你的未来占卜。那么他的这种预测，并不是代表说预言。
So if you find a Christian who keep predicting your life, you got to be careful.
所以当你看到一个基督徒，他们不断的说来预测你的未来要发生什么事情，那么其实你要小心。
Because the reason why the devil use prediction is because they want to capture you.
当仇敌尝试用预测的方法的时候，他们是想抓住你的注意力。
That's why we like to read horoscopes, astrology, you know, 星座。
所以我们要看那种星座，看星象。
Because we want to know what our future is going to be like.
看一下我们将来的运势如何，我们的星辰那个命相如何。
For Christians, we need to live by faith.
但是圣经讲，我们基督徒是凭信心而行。
Amen. But many Christians want to know the future.
但是很多基督徒呢，想知道未来要发生的事情。
God may or may not tell you your future.
那么对于神呢，可能选择或者选择告诉你，也是选择不告诉你关于你的未来。
Because if God tells you your future, then you will try and fulfill it yourself.
因为如果神一下子把我们未来的事情告诉我们，我们可能会尝试用人的方法去做主。
Amen.
去实现我们的未来。
You remember I told you about the Randy K, the guy who's a pharmaceutical man who died and went to heaven, and then when he saw Jesus, he asked Jesus about his future.
记得当然有一个人呢，当时他去到天堂见到耶稣，然后当时见到主的时候，他问了件事，他说：“主，我的未来如何呢？”
And Jesus said to him, Jesus did not tell him about his future. What Jesus told him says.If I told you of your future, you will try and fulfill it yourself.
当时主说，但当时主并没有告诉他关于他未来的事情。他说，如果我告诉你了，你可能会尝试用你自己的方法来实现你将来的事情。
God wants you to walk by faith.
神想让我们凭信心而行。
Live by faith.
我们凭信心而活。
Live by what the word of God says.
我们要靠着神的话语而活。
One of the biggest mistakes that Christians are making in the Pentecostal Charismatic Church is they live by prophecies.
其实，在当今很多灵恩派的教会，他们常常犯的一个错误就是，他们常常是靠着这种所谓的预言而行。
I In my year, in my four decades as a Christian, I have seen so many Christians' lives shipwrecked because somebody prophesied their future to them.
在我做40年基督徒的这个生命当中，我遇到过很多种这样的情况。一个基督徒他们的生命因为某人给他们发的一个预言，让他们的生命发生一个彻底的一个颠覆。
And on the basis of what they've been told, they went and did something, and it ruined their lives.
因为他们听到这个预言，他们接受到的预言，然后他们做了一个相反的决定，然后这个决定就是导致他们的生命发生了改变。
They married the wrong person.
可能他们嫁娶了一个错的人。
They went and got the wrong job.
他们去做一份不对的工作。
And they went and went into full-time ministry when they should not have.
可能他们在他们不对的时机去放弃所有的工作，开始全职事工。
It is a shame because in my four decades, I have rarely seen a prediction come to pass.
其实，在我四十年做基督徒的生命当中，很遗憾，我没有看到过很多那种所谓的预测来真正实现的一种情况。
And so it used to stumble me.
所以这样的那种经历常常让我跌倒。
How come prophecies do not come to pass?
为什么好像所谓的预言没有得应验呢？
You see, the problem is not with God, the problem is with man.
其实问题不出于在神，而是我们人。
Because he's written it very clearly.
因为这里圣经很清楚地教导了我们。
He says prophecy is to encourage, to build up.
他说这个预言呢是为了造就、安慰、劝勉人的。
And it might include some prediction, but it's not the primarily role.
那么在这个预言当中可能会包含一部分的预测，但并不是最主要的一个目的。
So I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, if you're looking for a word about your future, you can pray as much as you like. God may or may not tell you.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们想对我们的未来非常的好奇，想知道我们未来的事情，你可能会可以花很多时间祷告，但神可以选择不告诉你。
But if God does tell you something about your future, it's to build you up, it's to encourage you.
但是如果神真的选择向你显示一些关于你未来的事情，那么那个最终的目的是为了造就你，为了鼓励你。
Instead, trust God.
与其这样，我们要选择来信靠神。
Use the brain that He's given you.
使用神所赐给我们这个智商和大脑。
Study hard.
认真的学习他的话语。
Work hard.
努力的工作。
Be a loving person.
做一个有爱心的人。
And your life will be okay.
然后我们的生命就会不错。
Amen.But if you're looking for a prediction,
如果你所追求的就是一个预测将来的事情
instead of reading the Bible,
与其你不花时间去研读圣经
instead of trusting God's word,
与其说去那个选择信靠神的话语
then you're open to be deceived by what the enemy can do.
所以你可能在你生命当中开了一个破口，让仇敌可以进入来欺骗你
and you will want to hear what you want to hear.
你可能会选择听你想听到的事情。
Amen. Lord, if you want me to go right or left, let a bird fly past the window.
可能你会做这种祷告，说神啊，你让我向左走，向左走还是向右走呢？如果是这样子的话，你让一只鸟从我的窗户飞过。
God, if you really want me to marry that man, let my eyes blink.
是。所以如果你真的要我嫁给这个男的，那么你让我的眼睛眨眼。
See, you want to hear what you want to hear.
所以其实只是想听到你想听到的事情。
Instead,
相反而言
the Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
how you should be selecting your husband.
我们应该如何来选择我们的丈夫。
What is the criteria of a good wife?
一个做一个好妻子的一个条件是如何的呢？
God gives us wisdom.
神赐给了我们智慧。
And if you can't find the verse, pray for wisdom.
如果你找不到那个经文的话，相对应的经文，那么祷告神给你智慧。
Pray for revelation.
祷告神给你有这方面的启示。
So instead, what God wants to give you revelation.
所以相反，其实神是想赐给我们启示。
God wants to give you wisdom.
神想赐给我们智慧。
Amen. So that we can become spiritually intelligent people.
所以我们成为有属灵上有智慧的人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So prophecy is to encourage.
所以这个预言是与造就鼓励我们的目的
It builds up the church.
是为了造就教会
That's not the same as prediction.
所以这个跟预测未来呢是不同的
Amen. The Lord will make you a billionaire does not build up the church.
如果神让你成为百万富翁这件事情可能并不能造就教会
It will build up your ego.
可能只会 建立你自己的那种野心
your greed.
你的贪婪的心
As so many times I hear, Pastor, why can't we be this and that? Because Abraham was rich.
很多人说、啊、神啊、牧师啊，好像圣经里面讲亚伯拉罕是很富有的人。
Why can't I marry? Why can't I have more than one wife? Solomon had 1,000.
你看到、哦、亚伯汉他们这么有钱，为什么我不能有钱？所罗门这么多三妻四妾，哇，这个后宫这么大，为什么我不能有多个妻子啊
？My reply is,
我给他们的回答
Let me give you two reasons.
我的给他们的回答是我给你两个原因。
The Bible says one man, one woman.
因为圣经教导我们一夫一妻。
God made Adam one woman, not two women.
神给亚当呢给了一个妻子，就是夏娃，没有两个妻子。
Amen.And then I say to her, I've been married for a long time.
然后我告诉她，我自己结婚了很长时间。
One is enough.
我告诉你，一个就够了。
If you want to half your life, you marry two.
如果你要你的寿命折半的话，那你去找两个妻子吧。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Marriage is a testimony of Christ and His church.
其实。关于婚姻的那个真谛是教会跟基督的一个
彰显。But if we distort the views of God, we will want to hear prophecy to say, yes, the Lord says to you, you can have five wives.
所以我们来扭转这个关于预言的话，我们就说，与我们的私欲来讲，说，哦，神说我可以有五个妻子。
God said to you, you are Solomon.
神告诉你说，你可以像所罗门王一样。
You can have 1,000 wives.
你可以上千个那个妾。
Do you understand? We become so immature, so driven by the flesh.
我们可能会很不成熟，被我们的私欲所引诱。
But instead, live by the word of God.
那相反，我们要靠神的话语而行。
He says to us to trust Him.
神说让我们要来信靠他。
Every day to.Depend on His word to live by the words that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以人活着不是靠粮食，而是靠神口中所出的每一句话。
Give us our daily bread.
叫神赐给我们每日的灵粮。
Notice Jesus didn't say weekly bread.
耶稣没有说每周的灵粮。
Monthly bread.
没有说每月的灵粮。
Yearly bread.
或者说每年的一个供应，每年的灵粮。
Every day bread.
而是每日的灵粮。
Every day when you and I get up, we trust the Lord.
每一天当我们起身的时候，开始新的一天，我们都要信靠他。
And don't worry, who shall I marry? Where shall I live? Trust the Lord.
不要担心说为啊、哦、我要嫁娶谁，我要住在哪里这些事情所忧虑和所愁烦。
Amen. And if you do not trust the Lord, you're going to open door for the enemy to offer you something.
如果我们不去真正去信靠神的话，我们的生命当中会打开一些破口，让仇敌进来欺骗我们。
Amen. So do not go and seek a prediction.
所以我们不要去寻求一个预测。
When you come to church or you see a prophet, ask the Lord for a prophetic word that to speak into your life.
当我们在教会里面遇到一个先知，我们祷告求神借着这样先知对我们说一个能鼓励我们生命的话语。
You know.Just to know that the Lord knows your situation is encouraging.
当我们知道神他是在知道我们所处的光景的时候，这件事情都非常鼓励我们。
And this is why, do not be afraid when you are praying, and the Lord give you a revelation.
当我们祷告的时候，神给我们一个启示。
Or you can see a picture of a brother or a sister or somebody that you haven't spoken to a long time.
所以你看到你可能很久没有交流过的一个弟兄或者姊妹的一个画像
And you feel that the Lord give you a word.
你感觉神给你一个话语
To build that brother or to encourage a sister.
可能要去鼓励或造就这个弟兄或者这个姊妹
When they see them in church, tell them.
如果你在教会见到他们走上前告诉他们跟他们说
Text them.
或者跟他们发短信告诉他们
You never know.
因为你想象不到
If you're wrong, you're wrong.
就是错了就错了吧也没什么损失不
是吗 You understand? But if you're right, whoa, you've heard from the Lord.
但是如果 你真的是对的呢那么就代表你真的是听到神的声音了
Amen. You can really change someone's day if you ping them a scripture, give them a word because the fact that you pray for them.
其实当你为他们祷告的时候你给他们发一条经文或者你发一段话其实这个都对他们说会改变他们的一天
And if you encourage them
当我们受到鼓励的时候，
then you fulfill the criteria of a prophetic word.
那么我们就真的达到了这个预言对我们所要传达的目的。
A prophetic word can be non-specific. It can be very general.
因为一个先知预言的讲到呢，这个、可能是很不是很特别有专注性的，是很笼统的一个说法。
It could easily be God loves you.
可能很简单一句话说神爱你。
Don't worry, God loves you.
或者说不用担心神爱你。
Or it could be very specific.
也可能很有一个特别的指向。
Let's strive for better and better at what we do with maturity.
可能随着我们属灵生命的成熟，我们所得到的启示会越来越详尽。
So the key is to understand predictions are not necessarily prophecies.
所以关键就是我们要明白预测不等于是预言。
When you think of the word prophecy, think of encouragement.
当我们想到预言这个字眼的时候，我们想的更多是鼓励和造就。
Instead of predictions.
与其说哦，只是单单的觉得是预测的意思。
Now in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 16 says, Jesus says, Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits, are grapes.Gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles.
马太福音的七章十五到十六节讲，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。岂能在荆棘上摘葡萄呢？岂能在棘藜里摘无花果呢？凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So Jesus is saying, how do you know somebody is a false prophet?
主耶稣告诉我们如何来分辨这个人是不是假先知呢？
Notice Jesus did not point out saying judge them by what they say.
主耶稣没有说凭着他们所说的来分辨。
Instead, judge them by their fruits.
与其主说凭着他们的果子你来分辨他们。
And last week we have just read how a false prophet is one who leads you away from God.
上周我们的分享中说，那个假先知是那一个来引导你远离神的、远离主的那一位。
Towards themselves，
来吸引他们，来把你拉向他们自己。
Give me your money，
会说哦，你给我钱财。
Sell your house to me，
把你的房子卖给我。
The Lord say marry me，
神说你要跟我结婚。
Do you understand？ That's why be careful. Many people say the Lord told me。
很多人。借着打着说预言的那个幌子说哦，神对我说
That you should do this.
你要这样做这个你要做那个
Your reply say Pastor Joshua said But the Lord didn't tell me
那 你怎么回应呢你说我的牧师告诉我啊，神没有这样对我说
The Lord told me But he didn't tell me
就是神对你说但是神他没有告诉我
I said no 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 The Lord told me But he didn't tell me Because why?Because in the New Testament, God tells you.
对，因为就如果他只是对那个先知说，他没有对你说，也不算话。因为在新约当中讲到，神会亲自对我们说。
If someone that you don't know.
对一个人你不认识的人来说。
Or you know this person is a bad character.
可能你觉得他这个人本身他的个性就不是很好。
You see, there are people going from church to church, as it calls in, is a wolf.In sheep clothing that look and appear like a Christian.
有些人他们就好像是那个披着羊皮的狼。
And I tell you, I learned the hard way.
我自己真的是付上了很惨重的代价来学
习功课。Over the years, I've lost a lot of money.
可能在过去很多年，我自己赔了很多钱。
I've been scammed by a lot of false prophets.
我被这些假先知真的是被他们诈骗。
So on your behalf.I've paid a lot of school fees.
因为你们的缘故呢，我付了这个很沉重的这个学费，这个代价。
Because I honestly thought that person was really from God.
因为当时我真的认为这个所谓的先知呢是从神来的。
Because I was judging the person by what they were saying.
因为当时我是凭着他们所说的话来分辨。
Oh, how does he know that?
哎，他怎么知道这个事情呢
？How does he know that? That's really accurate.
那就是他所知道，他讲的这个事情好像很准确。
But did Jesus say, "Beware of false prophets, and you will recognize them by their accuracy"?
那神主耶稣说你们要防备假先知，他说你不要说，你凭着他们所说的那个话语的准确性来认出他们吗？
And so because the person gave me a word, I thought, wow, that's really accurate. But then I know this person is a bad character.
但是不是说因为这个人他对我说一些事情，好像听似很精准准确，但是我就知道这个人他的个性不是特别好。
But unfortunately, all those years ago, I did not hear my own sermon about this.
但是因为我在过去这么多年，我自己没有听到我自己今天要讲的这个道。
Nobody taught me.
没有人讲给我讲过我今天跟你们讲的这个讯息哦。
I wish I did, because then I would have saved a lot of money.
我希望我早一点知道这个真理，不然我就会真的是少赔很多钱。
But guess what? It turns out that these people who give you an accurate word actually were manipulating you.
但是其实当时我经历就是他看似给我很精确的一些话语，但确实是，然而却是在操控我。
Trying to get into the cell group, trying to get into the leadership.
尝试来引导你的进入到那个小组当中，或者那种侍奉当中，那种领导团队当中。
Trying to get into your bank account.
或者让你尝试要拿你的钱财。
Be careful.
那我们要小心了。
Amen. The Lord showed me you're a very rich person.
哦、神让 让我知道说你是一个很富有的人。
You can tell by people the way you dress, you know, by the car that you drive.
很多时候看那个人的穿着或者他的那个开的什么车，可能都大概率的知道。
I wanted to hear what I wanted to hear.
但很多时候我想听到我想听到的那个事情。
Do you understand? And then you can then open yourself up for control.
所以可能我们给把自己打开，让被人进入到一个被操控的状态。
So how do I know somebody is a false prophet? You judge them by their fruits.
我们如何知道一个这个人是他是不是假先知呢？就凭着他的果子，我们可以认出他们来。
And last week we say how what was that? It is first of all they lead you away from God towards themselves.
上个星期我们讲的一点就是他来引诱你远离真道，然后把你引向他们自己。
And secondly, what they say is not aligned with the Bible.
第二点就是他们所说的话跟圣经是不吻合的。
And thirdly, you can tell whether they are ethical, whether they are moral per people.
所以第三点就是从他们的那种行为举止，他们的道德标准来评断他
们。Look at their character.
看他们的个性。
Amen.Now, that is for those people that you get to know.
那么对刚刚我讲的几点呢，是针对可能你熟知的人，可以有这样的方法来辨别。
What happens if you see the person for the first time?
但是对于如果你第一次见的人，你该怎么去分辨呢？
So you listen to what they say.
那么你要听他们说对你说的话。
But don't receive it immediately.
但是不要马上就是不加分辨的就领受了。
Wait and see.
要等候并且去查验
Wait and watch.
然后等候来观察这个话语
Talk to someone else who knows that person.
然后跟那些熟知这个人的人有些交流
Amen. Whether that person, whether you can see the tail coming out.
如果他真是假先知，那么这个狼的尾巴、狐狸的尾巴会露出来，不是吗？
Yeah, when you can see the tail. When you can smell the wolf.
或者闻到那个狼的味道。
Wolf and sheep smells differently.
狼跟羊的味道是不同的。
Amen. You can sense.
我们可以感觉到。
You see, here now, have you read this verse right? Now, when you read verse 22, now does it make sense? Verse 22. On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name?" And do many works in your name.
所以我们这里在看七章二十二节的时候就说得通了。他说在那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗
Let's see what how Jesus replied. Verse 23. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
然后二十三节主回答说我要向他们宣告我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人给我走开
Listen, did Jesus say that their prophecy was not accurate?
主耶稣有跟他们说、哦、你当时发的那个预言不是很准确
No, in fact, he said, did we not prophesy? Jesus didn't say their prophecy were wrong
那些人说主耶稣并没有责备他们说你的发的预言 不正确
And those who healed the sick didn't say they were fake healing So Jesus said, equally, those people who heal people doesn't mean they're real, doesn't mean they're from God.
所以对那些真正他们可能行了医治啊，行了异能的那些人，他们并不代表他们就是真的神的儿女。
So therefore, you cannot tell whether somebody is a true prophet or a false prophet purely by what they say.
所以我们不能从一个人所说的话以来，这个单凭这个来判断他们是不是真假先知。
Amen. Because a witch and a medium can predict accurately.
因为一个巫师或者一个灵媒，他们同样也是可以对未来的事情很准确的去预测。
They will know things about you.
他们会看到你会知道你生命中发生的事情。
I've confronted a few of them. They can see who I am.
我遇到过很多有几个这样的人，他们看得到我知道我是谁。
And it's very encouraging.
他们说的话也很鼓励我。
Amen. They can tell you who you are.
他能告诉我我
关于我这个人。I can't tell who they are, but they can tell who I am.
可能我都做不到能告诉你这个人是什么，他们却有能力。
They can tell because the enemy's been watching you.
他们有这个能力，他们可以告诉你的生平。
Because the enemy can say, Ruth, the other day you were arguing.
可能仇敌会说，哦 ，Ruth， 你有一天你在那边自我争辩。
How does the devil know that? Because he's been watching.
你说仇敌怎么会知道这个事情呢？因为他在暗中在观察我们。
And then he says, okay, what you need to do is go to your bank, draw out £1,000, give it to me.
可能那个人会说，哦，要解决这个问题呢，你就去银行提款£1,000，然后把这钱给我。
And I will pray for you, and you will be blessed.
然后我会为你祷告，然后呢，你就会没事了，就会蒙福了。
Or you need to put £1,000 in the offering, and the Lord will bless you.
或者更属灵一点，好说哦，你要把这£1,000放在那个奉献袋里面，那么神就会祝福你了。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? You are open. If you're looking just at the accuracy, you are open for control and manipulation.
所以我们这就是弟子给我们看到，如果我们只是单单的追求啊这个说话的准确度，那么我们就是开启这个破口，进入被操控和被操控的状态。
Instead, you look at that person up and down, up and down, up and down.
其实相反呢，你会仔仔细上下打量观察这个人
是谁，
这个人是怎么样一个人？
为什么他跟我这样说的？他是谁
？Who is this person? Why he's talking to me like this?
让我告诉牧师。
I will report to your pastor.
I'm gonna go and talk to my cell leader.
我要给我的小组长说。
And then you find out.Oh, be careful! That person go around from two different churches.
可能如果有人可能熟悉这个人的人会告诉你，哦，这个人是周围去不同教会讲这种话。
Do you know when I research this, I go all the way back to the church to the very, very beginning of the church. They had this problem.
当我自己在准备这个讲道，我做一些研究的时候，我发现这个问题在教会早期的教会就存在这种问题。
False prophet go around manipulating churches.
这种假先知呢，是在教会周围都会传扬，然后来操控人。
So you judge a prophet not by what they say, but who they are.
所以我不要凭着一个人所说的话来评论他是不是真先知还是假先知。
Amen.Jesus says, I don't know you.
主说我从来不认识你们。
He didn't say you give false prophecy.
他并没有只说哦，你只是给了一个假先知。
He says your fruits are not good.
他说你的果子不好。
Amen. Now, but the Bible, however, gives us this responsibility. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29, let two or three prophets speak and let the other weigh what is said.
然后哥林多前书14:29说，至于做先知讲道的，只可有两个人或是三个人，其余的人当慎思明辨。
So in verse 29, it appears as though Paul is saying, weigh, discern what they say.
所以保罗在
by this verse,
保罗在哥林多前书这个经文告诉我们，我们要来明确的分辨我们所领受的。
Now to cut a long story short, if you look at the Greek,And you look at the grammar, you realize Paul is not talking about what they say, it's about who is saying it.
所以其实我总结的跟大家来讲，这里通过那个希腊文呢，他讲的不是说关乎他们讲的那个内容，而是说谁在说这个话。
So the two or three prophets are not assessing what the person is saying, whether it's accurate, is looking at the person, whether that person is a true prophet or not.
所以这两个人或这 两三个这个先知，他们不是在那个评估衡量这个人所说的预言是否精准，而是来衡量说预言的这个人。
Amen. So this verse that many people believe is to do with weighing, discerning of the content of the message is not. It's discerning the person who is saying it. That's why they need two or three prophets who are experienced look at the person whether that person is really a prophet or not.
所以这里不是说这两三个先知他们来衡量他们在、来衡量说这个先知所讲的话的那个内容，而是来衡量他这个人、是如何的。
And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20 to 21 it says here, do not despise prophecies but test everything, hold fast what is good.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十到二十一节讲说，不要藐视先知的讲论，但凡事要查验，美善的事要持守。
Again, some people would say, isn't this verse tell you to test the content?
很多人会说，哦，这里不是讲了吗？我们要去查验那个、讲先知所讲论的内容。
Again, Paul is not talking about testing the content, but test the person, test the spirit.
但是保罗最强调是不要不只是来查验这个先这个预言的内容，而是讲关于发预言的这个先知和他们背后这个灵。
To prove that, the word test in Greek is exactly the same word used in 1 John chapter 4 verse 1.
所以、刚刚在提撒罗尼迦前书五章讲的说那个查验那个字呢，在希腊文同样在约翰一书四章一节也出现过同一个字眼。
Remember, I'm saying that Paul is not talking about testing the prophecy. It's about testing, discerning about the prophet.
所以 我强调的是保罗在强调说我们不是来查验这个先知的内这个预言的内容，而是关乎发预言的这个先知的人。
And here is the word, the same word test, how it's used. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. For many, what? False prophets have gone out into the world.
约翰一书四章一节说，亲爱的，一切的灵不可都信，总要查验那些灵是否出于神，因为有许多的假先知已经来到世上。
So here in 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians and 1 John tell us to discern and test. Test what? Test whether someone is a false prophet.
所以在哥林多前书、帖撒罗尼迦前书和约翰一书都分别讲到说，让我们要去分辨，要查验什么呢？看这些灵是否是不假先知。
And how do you test? By looking at their fruits.
我们如何来查验呢？就是凭着他们的果子。
Amen. So what should a true prophet look like?
那么一个真的先知看上去是如何的
呢？ Even if you are not a prophet, how should you behave?
那么就算我们不是所谓的那个先知，那么我们的行为举止应该如何呢？
And in my final verse here is you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 18.
那么我最后经文是回到生命记这里十八章十八节。
This is how we know someone is a true prophet and this is how we can judge them by their fruits.
这是我们如何知道一个人是不是真先知，如何凭着一个果子来分辨他们。
Every prophetOrdained by God needs to behave like Moses.
任何被神按立的仆人都应该像摩西有这样的行为。
Amen. So we need to understand what is it that makes Moses different from all other prophets.
是什么让摩西与其他的众先知而与众不同的呢？
God Himself says to the people of Israel, "I will raise up from them a prophet like you."Like you, like Moses, from among their brothers, and I will put my words in their mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I have commanded him.
这里耶和华神对以色列的百姓说：“我必在你们的弟兄中给你们兴起一位先知，像你，这个你就是指摩西。我要将 当说的话放在他口里，他要将我一切所吩咐的都告诉你们，告诉他们。
So when God said this in Deuteronomy, he has two, there's two meaning to this particular verse.
当神在申命记讲这段话的时候，这个句话有两个意思。
In Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 7, the verse, a similar verse is quoted where Jesus is referred as the prophet like Moses being raised.
因为在使徒行传第二章和第七章同样的经文 被引用，那么耶稣引用这个经文是讲说他是像摩西一样的先知被兴起。
So why did the apostles quote this verse?
为什么这些使徒他们
In fact, they quote verse 15. Verse 15 and verse 18 are similar.
其实当时为什么这些使徒他们引用申命记十八章十五节的这个经文呢？
It's because that's how you recognize the true prophet.
因为凭着这样的一个方法，我们可以查验分辨是不是真先知。
Because when Jesus came, he came as a he his 3.5 years ministry was primarily a prophet.
因为当耶稣在地上三年半的施工的时候，他主要的那个工作是作为一个先知。
Amen? He didn't come as king.
他不是来做一个君王在地上。
You understand?The revelation of Jesus when he in the 3.5 years of ministry was primarily a prophet.
当耶稣三年半在地上的施工，最主要的是做先知工作。
And that's why they call him the prophet or the rabbi.
所以他们称为
the great one.
他们称耶稣为先知或者教师。
Amen.
文士。
That's why they call John the Baptist the rabbi.
所以他们称施洗约翰也称为教师。
So people when they saw Jesus, they saw him primarily as a prophet.
所以当那些百姓见到耶稣的时候，他们觉得他是一个先知。
It is only later do we see him as king.
直到最后的时候，他们才称他为王。
And it is only later that we understood the cross him as a priest.
那我们当耶稣在钉十字架的时候，我们才知道哦，耶稣也作为祭司。
It is only in the book of Hebrews that we realize, wow, the king and the prophet was Christ.
所以在希伯来书我们才知道耶稣作为先知也是祭司也是君王。
But when you look at the Gospels, you can primarily see Jesus as a prophet.
但是在福音书里面我们看到耶稣主要的那种形象是作为先知出现的。
So how did people recognize Jesus as a prophet?
那么那些百姓如何认出耶稣是先知的呢？
Because he behaved like Moses.
因为他的行为就好像在旧约时代的摩西一样。
What did Moses do?
摩西做什么呢？
He loved the people.
他爱他的百姓。
He uphold the law.
他来遵守那些律法。
He led people to God.
他带领那些百姓来归向神。
He humbled himself.
他谦卑他自己。
He did everything for the people.
他所做的一切都是为了百姓而做。
You understand? He wasn't a prophet trying to make money out of people.
他不是作为先知是为了从别人那边赚取钱财。
Jesus didn't prophesy to make himself famous.
耶稣也没有为了说发预言让他自己出名或者赚取钱财。
Jesus never abused his prophecy.
耶稣从来没有滥用他的那个预言。
Even when the soldiers put a hood around him and beat him up and smashed him and he was bleeding, he was punished by the Roman soldier. What did they say to him? Prophesy.
所以当尽管那罗马士兵用各样的方法羞辱他凌辱他鞭打他的时候，他满脸流血，他们 来嘲笑他说，哦，你来发预言吧。
And yet he refused.
但那个时候他仍然拒绝。
Because the ministry of a prophet, it is so holy.
因为作为一个先知的事工是如此圣洁的一件事情。
Because he's a mouthpiece that represents God.
因为他们口中所说的话是代表神的。
Without God's authority, he does not speak.
没有神的权柄，他不会轻易的说出任何话。
If God has not spoken, the prophet does not speak.
如果神没有说话，那么这个先知也不会开口。
And that is why today we've got to be careful when we say, "The Lord told me."
所以今天当我们要发预言的时候，我们要非常的小心说，哦，神对我说。
Or the Lord,
神说。
Or the Lord tell you through me.
或者说，哦，神想让我借着我来告诉你什么。
Look at the examples of Moses.
我们来看在摩西的那个例子。
Can anyone think of one time when Moses did not hear from God and he did something and it ruined his life?
我们其实看摩西的生命，哦，有没有一次他是没有听到神的话他就擅自行动呢？
One time he was so angry.
有一次他很恼怒。
Because the people were moaning at him.
因为那些人来向他埋怨投诉。
Having 2 million people moaning at you is hard.
想想200万的民众在你面前，
oh, Moses,
怨哀声怨气。
Moses, why did you take us out here? Why don't we want to go back to Egypt? Or we want to be under bondage?
想想两百万人在你面前给你埋怨头，就说摩西为什么把我们带出埃及，让我们这里受罪。
Oh, Pastor, why do you make me as a Christian?
然后就好像人说，哎呀，牧师，为什么你让我信主成为基督徒啊？
I love my sins.
我觉得我活在罪中挺好的。
Go, let me go back and sin until I'm happy.
让我干脆我回到世界去该干嘛干嘛，让我更快乐一点。
I remember sharing when I was the first year, my first year as a Christian, I shared a room with a Christian.From Malaysia.
Malaysian
Christian.
我记得我做大学，哦，大学第一年的时候，我跟一个从马来西亚的一个基督徒。
And I loved the guy. He was so funny.
我跟那个马来西亚来的一个基督徒，我们分那个和同那个一个寝室，然后这个人非常幽默。
And then one night he said something very strange.
然后有一天晚上呢，他说了一句话很奇怪。
You know, Joshua, I'm praying.
他说啊，Joshua，你知道我在祷告。
I'm praying the Lord allow me 1 week not to be a Christian.
他说我要祷告啊，就是神在允许我有一周的时间不做基督徒。
I said, what?
他说啊，你说什么？
I said, why do you want to pray like that?
我说为什么你想要做这样的祷告呢？
He said, because I want to sin for 1 week.
因为他说我想要啊，一周就是放纵我的情欲来犯罪。
Because I've become a Christian too early in my life.
他说哎呀，我就觉得很后悔，我很早做基督徒了。
He said, I'm only 18.
我现在才18岁耶。
I haven't done anything.
我什么都还没有做。
I haven't had a girlfriend yet.
我还连女朋友都没有找。
I haven't done anything.
我什么事情都还没有做，我就信主了。
Now that I'm a Christian.
哦，现在我做基督徒了。
I can't do this. I can't do that.
我这个也不能做，那个也不能做，我觉得好冤
啊。I'm asking God, please have mercy.
所以我跟神祷告，哎，主啊，你怜悯一下我吧。
I looked at him and said, "You're stupid."
然后我当时看见他这样说，我就哇，你好蠢啊，这样说。
Jesus saved you from sin, and you want to sin.
然后说耶稣把你从罪恶当中拯救出来，然后你说你要回到罪里面继续犯罪。
Amen. Do you see how sometimes we get all muddled up?
很多时候我们觉得我们真的搞弄糊涂了，很混乱。
You know, sometimes we feel as though God is okay with this and that.
我们有时候觉得神觉得啊，我们做各种各样的事情都 OK 的，可以容忍我们。
That's why you've got to be careful. When you say God say something, you better be right.
所以当我们用神的名义来说一些事情，我们一定要确保是正确的。
Because God will judge you by this.
因为神会凭着我们所说的话来审判我们。
Because you said it in His name.
因为你是用他的名来说这个话。
Instead, say, I think.
那么其实换一种轻就是没有这么沉重的语气。
I could be wrong.
你说哦，我感觉，那么可能我说的话也会错。
I feel like.
我感觉，我认为。怎么样
Make sure you put a disclaimer. So that when you get to heaven, when God says, you said I said this, but I didn't say that.
然后就是你的话给自己留个余地哈，你不是说我奉主的名说这个话，是我有感觉认为这样子说出来。
I'm ready for that day. I'm ready for that day.
我是准备好面对主的那一天。
When I stand before God.
那我站在主面前的那一
天的时候。God said, Joshua, you said this, but I said I didn't say it.
然后如果神质问我说哦，就算你说这话是当时我没有说的这个话。
I said, but Lord, did you not read the disclaimer that I could be wrong?
然后我说主，难道你没有读我们下面那个小文字吗？我说我可能会说错话这句话。
I said, when did you say that? You look at my slides.
然后我说神会质问我，你什么时候说了？他说你有我的那个幻灯片做凭
据。 So I'm ready for that day.
那么我都给我自己留好余路了啊，那个后路了
哈。On one hand, I want to bless people.
那么一方面，其实我是想祝福会众。
With what the Lord is saying to people's lives.
是神尝试要对啊会众所说的话。
At the same time, I know I'm learning.
在同一时呢，我知道我自己呢也在学习的过程。
I can make mistakes.
我也可能犯错。
Amen. So the first thing you need to know is a true prophet.Is like Moses.
所以我们要知道，一个真正的先知就好像摩西这样的一位。
So do not be afraid to prophesy.
所以我们不要说啊，因此就很畏惧说哦，不敢说预言了。
To hear from God.
不敢说哦，听到神的声音了。
Because what I told you today is judge a person by their fruits.
我今天是教导大家如何去分辨假真假先知，是凭着他们的果子来分辨和查验。
Therefore,
所以
a true prophet could actually give a wrong prophecy.
所以呢，一个真先知呢，可能也会给一个错误的预言。
Amen.Do you remember what I say? Judge them by their fruit, not what they say.
啊，记得我说的话哈，我刚刚说是凭着他们的果子来分辨他们是不是真假先知，不是他们所说的那个准确度。
Even a true prophet can sometimes make mistakes.
所以呢，就是因为这样子呢，就是真先知他们有时候也会可能他们发的预言有些误差。
For two reasons.
两个原因。
When they prophesy.
当他们在发预言的时候
although it's accurate,
可能是准确的
it may not come to pass,
但是这个预言可能不能得应验
because the person hearing it might repent.
因为、就是因为可能领受这个预言的这个人呢，他们因为悔改来改变了这个事情
or the prophecy could be conditional.
或者说这个预言呢是有条件的
things can change.
就是之后事情发生改变
Amen? That's one. Secondly,
第二点
the true prophetis a human being.
那么这个真先知呢，他自己本身也是人。
Unlike the Old Testament, the New Testament prophet has two ways to prophesy.
那么在不像旧约里面的先知，旧新约里面的先知呢，有两种方法来发预言。
Remember I told you there are two types of prophecy.
记不记得我之前跟大家讲了两种方法预言？
All of us, 99% of us, prophesy one way.
那么 99.9% 的人呢，是用一种很普遍的方法来
发言。We hear God by one way.
我们用一种方法来听神的声音。
Revelation.
那么这个方法呢，就是凭着启示来领受。
That needs interpretation.
那么这个启示呢，是需要来解读的。
Amen. And that, amen. Do you understand? Remember?
大家还记得吗
？Revelation. God give me an idea. God give me a thought.
就是神给我一个思想法，一个启示，但这个启示需要被解读。
God give me a picture.
神给我一个图片。
It feels like my spirit heard something.
就感觉我里面的灵人好像领受了、听到了一些东西。
It's all internal.
是里面的一个反应。
Amen. So that's why it's not accurate because we need to. So is it me? What does it mean? It needs interpretation.
所以这个启示可能会有误差，是因为我们在过程当中要根据我们属灵的深度来解释、解读。
The other type of prophecy is like Old Testament.Externally here.
那么第二种那预言的方法呢，就是像旧约里面的先知一样，就是实实在在的听到主的声音。
They hear, they speak. They hear, they speak. They don't need to interpret. They hear, they speak.
他们直接听到就传递出来，不中间不需要解读的过程。
That's why it's very accurate because they hear, they speak. They don't need to interpret.
所以第二种的预言呢是非常准确的，因为他们直接传递出来就好了。
And so therefore, when a prophet comes to our church.We look at him. He can prophesy in two ways.
所以，当一个真的先知来到教会当中，他可能看我们看他发预言的方法，可能有两种。
He can prophesy like the Old Testament.
他可能像旧约的先知一样，就是听到直接传达出来。
He hears and he prophesies.
他听到马上就讲出来。
Or he receives revelation.
或者是他第二种，就刚刚第一种大部分人的情况，领受了那个启示。
And then he makes mistakes.
然后解读的过程当中，可能也会有些误差。
Amen.That's why a true prophet, when they come to church, we pray.
So,
Lord, speak to him like the Old Testament, please.
所以当一个真先知来到教会的时候，我们祷告啊，真的神祝福他们，好像像旧约的先知一样，很准确的来发预言。
Because when the prophet prophesies, like using revelation, then he's like us.
如果一个真先知，他们就好像我们大部分的人这样子，凭着启示来发预言的时候，那其实跟我们众人没什么分别。
Can you now see when a prophet comes?Look at them and look at his fruits.
当一个先知，我们看他的果子的时候
，look judging by his fruits.
我们记得一定要凭着果子来分辨他们。
And when his fruits are good, listen to what he has to say.
如果他们的果子是好果子，那我们要好好听他们所说的话。
Even it might be wrong.
尽管可能他们的这个预言也可能有些误差，
Amen?
有错的地方。
Because you got to trust him.
因为这个时候你要信他们。
Do you understand? It sounds dangerous, but that's what you should be doing.
可能看似好像有些风险，但是这是我们应该这样做的。
Now, it's a bit like listening to me preaching.
就好像你们听我讲道。
How do you know what I preach to you is real, is right?
你们如果知道我今天跟你们讲的是是不是对的呢
？You are listening to me today because you trust me.
今天你们坐在这边听我讲道，是因为你们信任。
And why do you trust me?
你为什么信任我呢
？For years you have seen my fruits.
因为过去这么多年，你看我结的果子，你有对我这个信任。
Hopefully they are sweet and nice, not bitter. Not bitter, you know.
希望我们结的果子是美好的甜美的果子，不是那种苦毒很怨恨的果子哦。
Similarly, if our friend Granville came along and prophesied to you, listen to him.
就好像 Granville 先知来到我们当中给我们发预言的时候，我们真的要听。
Because I guarantee you, he's trying to encourage you.
因为通过这么多年对他的认识，我可以保证大家，他讲的话是可以信的。
Whether he might have made a mistake or not, just listen to him.
就是不管可能他也会中间也会有些误差或者有犯错的地方，但是还是大部分可以要听他讲的。
And be encouraged.
然后呢，从这个话语当中。
And if he gives you a prediction out of encouragement, and if it comes to pass, praise the Lord.
所以如果他给你的一个是带有预测性的一种鼓励的话语，那么如果这话语最后也得应验了，那么感谢赞美主。
And if it doesn't, don't immediately say false prophet.
但就算他讲的这个预测的话没有最后没有得应验，那么也不要马上说哦，这个就是个假先知。
Listen, a false prophet is a false prophet, not what he says, but what he is.
所以假先知不是凭着他所说的话来分辨他是假先知，
Amen?
而是因为他看这个人的那个。
Have our church got the truth? Have we all got the truth?
大家现在明白这个真理了吗？如何来分辨？
You judge a prophet by his fruits, not by what he says.
我们靠着凭着果子来分辨是不是真假先知，
Amen?
不是他所说的话的准确性。
What he says is secondary to who he is.
那么他所说的话呢，相比他这个人来说呢，只是一个次要。
Because if somebody is a true prophet, even when they make mistakes, it's still encouraging.
因为当一个真先知，他就算说的话有一些误差，有一些错误，但他说的话都是带鼓励性的。
Amen. It's very little harm.
是给你的伤害呢是非常小的。
But if it's a false prophet that gives you an accurate prophecy, you are in trouble.
但是就是一个对一个假先知哈，他们如果说的话就算是准确的、精准的，但是对你的伤害却是大的。
If he says to you, your phone number ends with 008.
他说如果你电话号码是008，你的结尾三个号码是008。
And this year, today is your birthday.
你今年你的生日是哪年哪月
？And you're 40 years old.
然后你现在40岁了。
The Lord tells me to tell you.
神告诉我来告诉你。
That you should put £1,000 in the offering.
就是你今天要这个奉献要撒一个种子£1,000。
Or the Lord tells me you should move house.
或者神告诉我说你要应该搬家。
Or the Lord tells me that you should marry him.
神告诉我说你应该跟这个人结婚。
That is far more harmful.
这样的话语对我们造成的伤害不是更大吗
？Than a real prophet who might make a mistake saying, you know.Last Thursday, and you say no. That was last Wednesday. You understand?
所以，如果就是这个真先知他跟你讲的话，他可能是在在预测讲关于你的事情。他说可能是上周四哦，你说不是上周四，上周三而已。
You were struggling.
就说当时那个上周那个时间，你可能自己还非常纠结的一个状态。
And you were struggling.
当时你知道你确实在处于一种状态。
And you were praying for your children.
当时你在为你的孩子祷告。
And you were praying for your children.
但是事实你确实也在为你孩子祷告。
And just because it happened on a Wednesday, not a Thursday.
只是因为可能他当时说的那个时间点有一小小的误差。
Doesn't make him a false prophet.
并不代表就是因为他说这么一点误差就说他是一个假先知。
But it was inaccurate.
但是他说的其他的内容都是准确的。
You understand?But the content was encouraging.
但是他所说的那个内容是真的鼓励到你。
Amen.
Amen.
Just discern. The Bible talks about discernment. Discerning not what they say, but discern the person who's speaking.
所以圣经教导我们要分辨和查验，不是他说话的内容，而是说这个预言的这个人如何。
Amen. You just say to the prophet, I forgive you. It's actually Wednesday, not Thursday.
你可能对那个先知说，哦，原谅你，其实你刚刚说错时间点了，是星期三，不是星期四。
And a true prophet will apologize.I'm sorry about that.
对于一个真先知，我相信他一定会很谦卑的来跟你道歉。
A false prophet will say, "No, you got it wrong. You are lying. It is Thursday, not Wednesday."
但是可能一个假先知他就会很理直气壮的跟你那边去狡辩。
And if you do not accept that, you will be cursed.
或者说，如果你不接受我所说的话，你就被受咒诅吧。
What does that immediately tell you?
那么如果听到这样的话，你的反应应该什么样？
That this prophet likes to curse people.
就是这个先知他其实是常常去咒诅人的。
What does that tell you? This prophet is arrogant.
所以这个人是非常很自大的一个人。
Refuse to admit their wrong.
很拒绝去，不是个谦卑的人，愿意去承认自己的错误。
Even if you prophesy that I'll become a billionaire, and I do become a billionaire, I will still call you a false prophet.
就算可能你说哦，我会成为百万富翁，就算这个话应验了，但是我觉得这样那个人，他的本身就不是一个真先知。
Because Jesus said so.
这样子的，我们辨别的一个方法是因为主耶稣这样教导我们。
You judge them by their fruit.
我们要凭着他们的果子来分辨。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
We want to hear your voice.
我们想听到你的声音。
We want to hear the voice of the Spirit.
我们想听到圣灵的声音。
We want to hear your thoughts.
我们想明白你的意念。
We want to hear your heart.
我们想听到你的心意。
Towards us.
你对我们，你所顾念我们的心意。
And also, please use us.
主啊，求你来使用我们。
To speak to our brothers and sisters.
来让我们对弟兄姊妹可以彼此来分享。让我们来说鼓励的话语。
To build up each other.
来造就彼此的话语。
And help us to grow.
帮助我们在你里面成长。
To allow the presence of God to be in our midst.
让主你的灵常常在我们的当中。
To bless us.
来祝福我们。
And I pray, O God, in our church, you will raise up prophets.
主我们祷告在我们的教会当中，你来兴起先知。
As ministries.
作为我们的传道人。
That can hear you accurately.
让他们可以清楚的、清晰的听
到你。That will be like Moses.
就好像在旧约当中的摩西一样。
And I pray the rest of us.
我们祷告我们其他的会众。
We will all desire to prophesy.
我们都渴慕来可以发预言。
Because we want to bless.
因为我们想来祝福教会。
We want to hear the Lord.
我们想听到主你的声音。
We want to speak the words of encouragement.
我们想来传递鼓励的话语。
Because we want to spread the love of God.
因为我们来传递神的爱。
We want to tell that Jesus loves us.
我们想来告诉众人，耶稣爱我们。
We want to uphold the word of God.
我们想来高举神你的话语。
And we want to connect people to Jesus.
我们想来引导人来转向主。
Brothers and sisters, we want to connect people to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，让我们来帮助他人来与主连接。
And for that to happen, we need to encourage people.
为了让这样的事情发生，我们需要来鼓励他们。
We need to speak words of prophecy.
我们要讲先知预言的话语。
We need to speak words of wisdom.
我们要说出有智慧的话语。
To encourage each other.
来彼此照鼓励。
Father, I just pray, let every person that comes to this church.
主，我们祷告来到我们教会的每一个人。
When they want to hear the voice of the Lord.
当他们想听到主声音的时候。
They will hear the voice of the Lord.
他们会听到主你的声音。
Raise up, Lord.
主啊，求你兴起
，Your body，
兴起主你的肢体
，That can prophesy，
让我们的肢体可以发预言
，That can speak your words，
他们可以传扬你的话语
，That can give life to people，
这样的话语可以带来生命在他人的生命中。
Hallelujah， and if you have that heart's desire，
如果今天神有给你这样的感动
，All of us can do this，
知道我们每个人都可以做到这样的事。
You quietly say into your own heart。
主，你在你的心里默默地讲。
Say Lord，
说主啊
，Help me to hear you，
帮助我能听到你。
And secondly, Lord, help me to hear you for others。
第二点也说，主啊，求你帮助我为别人的缘故，让我可以听到你。
Help me to hear for myself。
首先，你帮助我可以为我自己来听到你的声音。
Help me to hear you for myself。
帮助我可以为我自己来听到你。
And also help me to hear you for others。
另外也帮助我会造就别人能听到你的声音。
Lord, I want to bless your body.
主，我们想祝福你的肢体。
I want to be a vessel for you.
我想成为一个器皿被你使用。
Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, as you hear the prayers, Lord, of our hearts.
主啊，当你听到我们心中的这个祷告的时候。
And for the people online,
包括我们在网上的弟兄姊妹。
Hear our prayers.
主，求你垂听我们的祷告。
We can all hear you.
主，我们知道我们每个人都能听到你的声音。
Help us never to feel alone.
让我们不是觉得孤单一人的。
Help us to hear the voice of the shepherd.
让我们听到我牧羊人的声音。
Father, we need your guidance.
父，我们需要你的向导。
We need to know that you love us.
我们需要知道你如何的爱我们。
Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand.
谢谢你，主。让我们站立起来。
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still.Notice these words, I will trust and trust you alone.
让我们专注这个歌词说，主，我要全心的信靠你。
Trust the Lord.
让我们今天来信靠我们的主。
Sometimes God does not speak to us.
很多时候可能我们不觉得神在对我们说话。
On some specific issues of our future.
可能关于我们将来的一些特定的一些事情。
He may do.
他可能会说到。
But he may not.
他可能也选择不告诉我们。
If God does not talk to you about your future,
如果神没有向你启示你未来的事，
it's for one reason and one reason only.
那么只是为了一个原因。
He wants you to trust him.
这个原因就是要你单单来信靠他。
God does not want you to trust anything else.
神不想你来依靠这个世上的任何东西。
Sometimes God can make life hard and difficult for us.
很多时候我们的生命会经历一些苦难和困难。
Because he does not want you to trust in anything else except him.
因为神不想让我们去依靠这个世上任何一件事除了他以外。
And it is specific for your situation.
可能是专特别针对你现在的那个情况。
Some of you, you need faith.
我们当中有人你需要这个信心。
God is trying to bring the faith out of your heart.
神想把你心中让你这个信心能兴起。
God wants to see that transformation.
神要看到你这个生命的改变。
And so God plays hide and seek with you.
好像神在给你捉迷藏。
It's difficult to hear him.
你觉得你很难听到神的声音。
It's difficult to find him.
你可能很难去找到神。
Because God loves you so much.
因为神他如此爱你。
He's doing everything he can.
他来尽其所能要帮你。
To bring the faith out of your heart.
他尽其所能的要把你里面的信心。给你兴起
so that he can bless you.
这样他可以大大的祝福你
Bless you for eternity.
为了永恒的缘故，他要来祝福你
Some of you, God wants to bless not only you, but your children and your children's children.
我们当中有些人，神不光只要祝福你，他还要祝福你的孩子，祝福你的子子孙孙。
I don't know why for some people.Life is so tough.
可能我们当中有些人，你觉得你的生命非常非常的艰难。
And then for others, it's not so difficult.
可能其他人的生命没有这么有挑战，比较。
The truth is, we are all walking in different paths.
那个事实是我们每个人走在自己的人生道路上。
Your life might be very difficult at the moment.
可能你现在的生命比较顺畅。
Perhaps.
可能。
God wants to bring the faith out of you.
可能神也想借着这样的环境来兴起你里面的信心。
Because He's not looking at you, He's looking at your children.
因为他不只是看到你，他还要祝福你的孩子，你的后代。
We don't know.
我们都不知道。
Abraham could only see. He had so many years of difficulties.
我们看亚伯拉罕，他没有看到，他只看到他经历很多年的一种苦难。
And yet his blessing was so great.
但最后我们看到他的祝福是如此的丰盛
Whatever it is
不管是怎样的一个结局
He's asking us to trust him
圣经里要告诉我们我们要单单来依靠他
Every single one of us He has a plan
我们这里的每个人神在你的生命当中有个特定的旨意
We are all going to be rewarded because we trust him
当我们来信靠他的时候我们得我们的赏赐
And notice the word says alone
这里有个字说
We would
单单
trust him alone.
我们单单信靠他单单的依靠他
So when we sing this again I want you to sing it as your own prayer
当我们来再次唱这首歌的时候我们是带着祷告的心来唱这首歌
No matter how good or how bad your life is
不管你现在人生的境况如何
By faith you say to the Lord I trust you
我们凭着信心对主说主我要来信靠你
And I trust you alone
主我要单单信靠你
Amen. Let's sing
Amen.
this before we close.
My white shepherd, I must walk. He leads me like in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters.
Let this be your prayer. Sing it with both hands lifted.
I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness.Trust in you.
There are people here that you said to yourself this week, Lord, I can't trust you anymore.
我们当中有人在这周当中，你好像对自己，你对神说，主啊，我好像不能再信靠你了。
I really waited and waited and waited.
我觉得我一直在等待，一直在等待。
And I believed you.
我也信你。
And yet I'm still in the same situation.
但是我觉得我自己好像还处在同样的一个光景当中。
In fact, things have got worse.
相反，事情好像变得更糟糕了。
People at work is treating me worse than now.
可能那些人对我的态度越来越糟了。
Worse than before.
比以前更糟了。
Where is your mercy?
主要为你的怜悯在哪里
？Where is your hope?
你所说的盼望在哪里
？You know, brothers and sisters, if you are that person,
弟兄姊妹，如果你是我口中说的那个人
，I have no counsel for you.
我不能给你太多的那个辅导。
And I know it's painful.
我知道可能你所经历的让你很痛苦。
All I can say is,
我所能说的就是
the word of the Lord says,
神的话也告诉我们
in the Bible,
在圣经当中
that we trust him,
我们要信靠他
and that we will walk and stand by his word,
让我们今天要站立在主话语的应许当中
and if you do that,
当你这样做的时候
Heaven and hell cannot blame you.
天堂和地狱都不能来责备你
Because you've done the right thing.
因为你做了一个极对的事情
So in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
we stand firm on God's word.
我们今天要站立在主你的话语上
And we trust what Jesus has done.
主，我们要信靠耶稣你为我们所做的一切
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名
Father, we shall see the breakthrough.
主，我们要看到突破。
We shall see the breakthrough.
我们要看到突破。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Lord, I ask you to bless our brothers and sisters.
主，求你来祝福我们弟兄姊妹们。
Bless every family.
祝福每一个家庭。
That we will see the breakthrough in our families.
我们要在我们的家庭当中看见有突破。
That we will see the transformation.
我们要看到我们生命的改变。
Because your word says.
因为你的话语告诉我们
Your goodness and mercy shall follow me.
主，你的良善和你的恩慈要跟随我们
All the days of my life.
我们所一生的日子要追随我们
I believe it.
主，我相信
And I stand firm on it.
我要站立在主你的话语上，你的应许之上
That God, you love me.
就是神，你爱我
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
神祝福大家
We'll see you next week.
大家需要祷告提到前面神祝福大家
主是我牧者我不缺乏他是我他